Should you ever set foot outside of the hotel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow, now streaming on Paramount Plus, only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
Right before the game, honestly. I talked to Coach Hop, and he just told me what he wanted. But I honestly just look at it just coming off the bench, too. It's nothing really. Just being able to come in there and being productive. So.
Do you think this team needed, though, some type of a spark, some type of whatever, just to get it out of there?
I mean, we've been needing a spark. So, I mean, it's just next man up. So, I mean, whoever just brings that spark is who's going to play. So, I mean, it's just up to Coach Hop who he puts in and who brings it. So, and I guess he felt like it was time for me to bring it in.
Anything you saw today that just allowed you to be so effective?
Just being aggressive. I mean, just trusting my teammates, them trusting in me, just being able to be aggressive and just play my game. So,
you guys have been in kind of a tailspin since Kawhi went out.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel it now that kind of broke up a chemistry of
I mean, we're in every game. I mean, the chemistry's there for us. It's just us doing it the whole game. So it's we're doing it in spurts. It's just more, we just got to play together. And I mean, it hurt Kawhi going down. He's a great player, great point guard. But it's just really up to us. I mean, we got great guys. We just have to play.
You guys have said that a lot, that you guys have been in every game.
Yeah.
And you are doing it. What's keeping you guys from finding that consistency that you need?
I mean, it's tough. I mean, just taking plays off. I mean, I feel like when our momentum's up and we're going, the crowd's going for us and we're in it, that's when we're really at our best. But then when it's the little things, like if we don't get a call our way or something, that's when we kind of break down and we kind of feel like it's against us. So, I mean, we just have to push through it throughout the whole time.
What can be done to kind of fix that or make sure that you guys do push through that?
I mean, we've been trying to figure it out. So, I mean, we're honestly just trying to get it right. We have a whole week to go practice the whole time against the Knicks. I think we play Washington State. So, I mean, we're just going to be in the gym and trying to figure it out.
You guys feeling great disappointment because of how it's tailed off?
I mean, of course. I mean, there's disappointment in us, just in ourselves. We're heads hanging. But, I mean, we're just trying to get better and push through because we know we can play with every team in the conference. So. It's not about that. So, yeah.
Mayor, can you talk a little bit about Isaiah? Just even tonight, every time he even looked at him, he was getting double teamed and a lot of time triple teamed. Mm-hmm. What can you guys do to open things up a little bit more?
You just gotta I basically consider Isaiah a tight end. Just throw it to where he can get it, you know. But two is just have chemistry as a team to where if he's not there, just move it fast because they can't double you if you're moving the ball fast, you know, but they can double them, triple them and stuff if you're stagnant, you're watching them, you're staring there. So that's just one thing we got to work on.
Do you think you guys, like, fell in love with that three-pointer early? Like, in that first half, it seemed like every other shot was a three.
Yeah, you know, we got a lot of young guys, you know, and it's just with them packing a house on Isaiah, you know, a lot of the initial first threes are open, but, you know, it's just gaining the discipline to be able to work the clock, work the game, and be able to just get the best shot for our team each possession.
Couple more guys.
Amir, you've had a nice stretch here personally. What's been going well for you, and are you really just trying to set a tone for this group?
Yeah, you know, just trying to keep my spirits up because, you know, it's a new feeling for me losing like this as well from, you know, high school, college now. But I see it as an opportunity for us to grow and learn. You know, we're not naive. We know what our goals are. And we can't let the disappointment kind of overwhelm us because that's what happens when a lot of teams start losing. You're hitting skids, not because of the physical stuff, because of the mental stuff. And I feel if I can just be one of the people to bring the mental up each game, and, you know, it'll help us in the long run to accomplish our goals.
Is it possible to, like, describe the mood inside of the locker room right now? Is it, I don't know,
It's weird because you kind of know the expectations you have for yourself coming into the season. You see that things aren't panning out that way, and you start worrying about all the external factors. That's one of the things that I did. You know, I just try to cut every external factor out that was in my life that was kind of hindering my goals as a team and us moving forward. So if you're playing for the guy next to you, you're playing to be competitive to win every game, and you're playing just for the love of the game, you know, win, lose, or draw, you're going to get better every time. And if we keep getting better, then there's no way that we'll be able to miss our goals.
Well, Mike, when you talk about the play of Marcus tonight in his first start.
You know, he did a really good job getting us into our offense. You know, Arizona State really pressured, so we were worried about that. With the way that we've been playing in the first half, he had a couple turnovers, but he did a good job getting us in and was able to score at the end of the shot clocks, and he's a good open shooter. So I was pretty happy with how he was offensively tonight.
What's happened with Jaden McDaniels? He didn't start and he didn't finish.
Yeah, I tried to go. We needed a point guard in the game. You know, we really felt like we needed to go with a point guard. The two games I started, Raekwon had two of his best shooting nights, so it was one of those things. I'm just trying to find the right combination. Jaden gave us some good moments in the first half, just need him to be better.
And after halftime, you scored 50.
Yeah.
But was that the pace that you liked that game to be?
No. What we did, you know, at the beginning of the game, beginning of the second half, I think we got five straight stops in a row, and we missed four or five layups. I think we missed seven layups in the second half, you know, point blank. And, you know, those are things where you have it, you know, you had that opportunity. I thought our energy was decent in the start of the second half, and we just couldn't finish around the basket. And, you know, those type of nights happen, unfortunately.
You know, in like these past three games, is the defense not as sort of tight as you want it to be?
Yeah, it's you know, I think right now, when that's the thing with youth is understanding that. So you have the catch-22 of you know, having a point guard and this, you know, those types of things, but also, you know, where we need to be great defensively. The young guys are good, they're better, but they, you know, that's where you kind of, you know, weigh the scale a little bit per se. But, you know, I got to give them a lot of credit. I mean, Arizona State, they don't go to the foul line a lot. They go the least amount in our league. They went 33 times tonight. They were aggressive. They were attacking our zone. They were attacking our forwards. And they got to the line. That was a big part of the game.
It seemed like you guys were able to get some things going in spurts. What was stopping you from building on that, maybe get some consistency together?
You know, just the timing of some of it wasn't – we only had 14 turnovers. It was the timing of some of the turnovers. I felt like we got in transition a couple times and we, you know, where we should have got a shot or a layup and we turned it over. Or, you know, we got our opportunities early and we missed some shots. And sometimes that happens. But we've got to be better at that. I mean, those are layups.
Do you think that guys had a hard time sort of like adjusting to the way that the game was being called on the outside? Because it seemed like a lot of that ticky tack stuff.
I don't know. You know, I think the difference was their pressure in the first half. You know, they were pressing, and it's when teams press, you can't get into sets. You know, so you try to go into your flow motion, and so just like Oregon in the second half, you know, like. You know, you can't really get into a set. You're running flow, so you can't really determine of how you're trying to get guys shots. And so, we got some better flow. We had a hard time getting into Isaiah, I felt like, in the first half. There were some opportunities, and we took 15 or 16 threes in the first half. I felt like that was too many to the way that they were playing us. And we just got to, you know, it keeps going back, but it's really simple. I told these guys, like, we just got to get better. You know, we talked about Remy Martin shooting threes and a couple breakdowns at the beginning of the games. You've got to be able to make those plays, and we're breaking down a little bit.
Jaden came in with so many expectations, and he's had his share of frustrations this year, and whether it's adjusting to refereeing, new team, college basketball, going to class, Is he as frustrated as sometimes he seems?
I think all these kids just have unfair expectations of just life in general. I mean, they're so talented, but everybody puts the world on their shoulders, and that, I think that can be frustrating. He's as talented a player as I've ever been around. There's no getting around that. College game's difficult. It's physical. There's not a lot of space, and it's a different style, and so. We're just trying to get him better at that and trying to be better as a team.
Amir said this was a stretch of losses that he hasn't experienced before, even in high school.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure a lot of these guys, I think Raekwon Battle said he hadn't lost 10 games before since his sophomore in high school.
Yeah.
Are you worried about them a little bit, coping with this new situation?
Yeah, you look at their faces, right? And the game is meant to have fun. These kids put so many expectations on themselves, and coaches bend them, push them, stress them. At the end of the game, the game is meant to have fun, but there's only one way to get out of it. And collective energy, teammates picking each other up, getting to practice, not for a long period of time, but really being focused. And then there's action. So many things are easy to talk about. There's so many motivational speeches and different things like that. This is a personal decision. We talked to him about, like, even Kobe tonight, like the Mamba mentality. It's a mentality, It's not something that they talk about. It's actually action when he goes and does it. And that's how I told these guys. But this time off, I think, is going to be great for us. We've got 8 days. We need to get we need renewed energy. We need renewed physical. We need renewed emotional, mental. And that's what we'll work on.
Couple more guys.
Last year you had Jalen, who just at the end of the game seemed to have no fear. Raekwon at times seemed to have no fear at any time. How comfortable are you with him out there at the end of the game?
With young guys, you just got to teach. Certain guys just have that knack. I think with, Jalen Noel could not only shoot it, he could get in the paint, and he could make others better. He wasn't just a guy who shot. And that's how good he was. He was so mature, and he had a go-to shot. He had the best mid-range shot I'd ever seen of anybody at any age. And so, we're trying to figure out with our personnel, two guys are playing a lot that never weren't playing, and that was Raekwon and Marcus, and we're actually relying on them, And so those are big changes. And then that means that takes away minutes from other guys that had been playing a lot of minutes. So a lot of environmental changes a little bit, but the thing that we keep reiterating to the team is that we're good enough, and now we've got to play a little bit better, and that's just the bottom line. And we can't feel sorry for ourselves. You can't be a victim. You can't say this, you can't say that. We got to do, everybody's got to look each other in the mirror, bottom line.
Is there a guy on the team that makes others better, as you said, that makes the game easier for others?
Marcus and Elijah, they've did that, but that's a rare thing. There's the great ones not only make you better as a player, but they make you emotionally better. They have the ability, like a coach, to do what, to pick up the energy. Those are what the great ones are. And so I think we've got really good players. I really do. When we get good ball movement and player movement, the way it's built now with who we have, they have to be able to go make a play, and it's simple. The guy, two guys come, I go to score, two guys come, I just kick it out, and when we're doing that, we're at our best.
Lauren, last one.
Kamir Raid has had a nice stretch of games.
Yes.
Recently. How much do you see him trying to set that tone that you asked for from the upper class?
You know what? He's been really, really good. I'm really proud of him. He's the guy. He's the right now in the losing. When you talk about, the bright spots, he's a bright spot. He is, shooting the ball well. He is rebounding the ball well. We put him back at the center. I don't know if you noticed that today. It's to see he took a charge. He caused some problems down there. That could be something a little bit different that we do in the future. Defensively, in this game, it's real simple. We don't give up 87 points. I think it's the most points we give up this year. It's probably the third most points we've ever given up in the last 3 years. Unacceptable for us. And offensively, for the most part, having five guys in double figures is a good thing. We've been shooting decent from the three, so you don't want to take away from getting open ones, but I felt like there was a couple forced ones, and when they're playing Isaiah the way they are, you got to get them the ball, especially if they're going to play man-to-man.
We'll be right back. Yes Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing.
I'm a citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe. I'm a
survivor. I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor, Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.